Sawbones is a show about medical history, and nothing the hosts say should be taken as medical advice or opinion. It's for fun. Can't you just have fun for an hour and not try to diagnose your mystery boil? We think you've earned it. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy a moment of distraction from that weird growth. You're worth it.
All right. Song is about some books. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sawbones, a marital tour of misguided medicine. I am your co-host, Justin McElroy.
And I'm Sydney McElroy.
Sid, it was a rough week for you last week. You went directly from the holidays into service.
It's been a rough several weeks, but yes, the last week.
It's been a long December, and there's reason to believe, right?
Yeah. That was what I meant by that. That was what I was hoping. And I was thinking like, man, I really hope Justin breaks into song right now.
And not just at the harmony a little bit. That's how that's how I do it with Adam when I'm in the when I'm in my big, beautiful Buick and Adam Duritz is on the right. It's like me and Adam too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you play that with Adam Duritz, you'd be like, whoa.
Whoa. No, it was a long week on hospital service. I would encourage everybody who hasn't gotten the most recent COVID vaccination to get it. I would encourage you to stay home if you're sick and to consider a COVID test if you have a respiratory illness.
Perhaps.
And we mandated masking inside our hospital again just in the last few days.
Seems a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
Smart step.
So this is my way of saying that COVID is happening along with every other respiratory virus on planet Earth.
Okay.
They're all happening right now. So take appropriate measures to keep yourself safe. Thank you. I'm exhausted. I'm physically, mentally, emotionally. Our hospital was full, y'all.
Yeah, full. Like ambulances showed up and they're like, no, thank you.
There's like nowhere to put people full.
No, not today.
That's where I'm coming from. What have you been up to, Justin?
Well, Sydney, I'm so lucky that you were on hospital service. Actually, it worked out great for me because that gave me the opportunity to pursue one of my favorite passions, and that is occasionally researching a Sawbones episode. And specifically researching a Sawbones episode about one of my favorite topic, brands.
I know you love brands.
I do love brands. So what I have prepared for you today, Sydney, is a bit of a challenge.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to the den of the Riddle Master, me, Justin McElroy.
The Riddle Master?
Welcome to the den of the Riddle Master.
Is that your TM, Riddle Master?
TM, Riddle Master.
Riddle Master?
Okay.
Do you have riddlemaster.com?
I do not have riddlemaster.com, although that would be a good .com to get.
I know.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you about some brand doctors, doctor brands. And you are going to, I'm going to need you to tell me if the doctor in question of the brand's fame is a real doctor or not.
Can I just preface with that I'm not going to know?
It's okay. I researched the whole episode. Okay. You're not supposed to know.
All right.
It's just sort of a structural mechanism.
I'm just saying I'm not going to know.
Because I think too often, you know, we see the doctor on there, Dr. Dot, and you think, this product knows what it's talking about.
Okay. Now, when you say, let me just clarify. When you say, is the person that they're naming a real doctor or not, do you mean a real doctor, as in they have a doctoral degree in some field? Or are you saying medical doctor?
I'm saying doctor.
Someone who holds an MD or DO.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
That is what you're saying.
I'm saying, no, any doctor.
Any doctor.
Just a doctor.
Okay. So just they can be any doctorate.
I
don't know if this was a medical, you know, but like, is so any sort of
I would argue
doctoral
the implication
level degree.
It's almost always medical doctor.
Well, if it's a medical product, I do think the implication is that this is someone who has studied medicine. Okay. Yes, I do think that's fair.
Okay, perfect. Well, let's get right into the medical products that have doctor in the brand, and you're going to tell me if this is a real doctor or a fake doctor.
Okay.
Dr. Pepper.
I feel like I've looked into this, but I love Dr. Pepper, in case I haven't said that before. I love Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Diet Dr. Pepper is my favorite. It's just one of my favorite things on earth.
We've talked about this on Supplements before.
We have. About that one time when the ophthalmologist looked in my eyes and said, I can tell you like Dr. Pepper.
No, about Dr. Pepper.
Oh. No, it's not.
No, Dr. Pepper is a real doctor. There's a real Dr. Pepper. He was in no way affiliated with the creation of Dr. Pepper. As we talked about last time, this is a long time ago when they did our soda medicine episode.
Obviously, I don't remember.
Yeah, many years. It was just a small part. It wasn't a whole episode. It was just a brief mention. I only found it because I was searching back through all your notes. But Dr. Pepper, the drink,
right,
was invented supposedly by Charles Alderton. He was a young pharmacist working in a store, and he is the in a pharmacy, obviously. He loved to go in to the drugstore and mix up medicine for people. He would go and make different concoctions for people. He loved to experiment with different beverages. So he would, in his spare time, mix up these carbonated drinks. He loved the way it smelled in the drugstore. He loved the smell of it, and he wanted to make a drink that tasted like the drugstore smelled. Right?
I can understand why they didn't go with that as like the marketing campaign. Have you always wanted a drink that tastes like a drugstore smells?
This drink tastes like a drugstore smells. Yes, that is
because that's a wide array. If you consider that, like a drugstore, by drugstore we mean like pharmacy, and there are pharmacies that freestanding pharmacies are also pharmacies like inside of grocery stores and like Walmart and places like that. Mm-hmm. So that's a wide variety of smells.
Yes. So he mixed up the different soda fruit syrups, right?
Right.
The supposed, 32 flavors that make up, 31 is Baskin.
Yeah.
23 flavors is Dr. Pepper. But the flavors that make up the drink, he tried a lot of different experiments, and he finally came up with a mix that he liked, Dr. Pepper, that we enjoy today. Now, Dr. Pepper was born in Big Spring, Virginia, on December 3rd in 1830.
You know, the inferior Virginia. Sorry.
Wow.
It's the truth.
Wow, Sydney.
We're from West Virginia. Wow. So, listen, we get enough, smack talk here in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to throw a little shade Virginia's way. And all I said is that we're the better Virginia.
You're just saying, all you're saying is best Virginia.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Come for me, Virginians. Come on, Virginians. Come for me.
Okay. The real Dr. Pepper was Dr. Charles T. Pepper, which is fun to say. If you haven't tried it out loud at home, I would encourage you now. I'll give you a moment. There you go. See, it's fun. Charles T. Pepper was born in Virginia in 1830. He was a Confederate surgeon during the American Civil War.
Oh.
You know. He's not the worst one we'll encounter today.
Yeah, this is why we're the best Virginia again.
There we go. We see. Okay. He practiced college in Virginia. Now, after that, he opened a drugstore. So the popular story is that he ran this drugstore. Alderton worked at Pepper's drugstore, then moved to his new drugstore where Dr. Pepper, Morrison's, where Dr. Pepper was actually invented. That might be true. There is not a lot of evidence for it. It might be true. The other thing, and this is probably the most common that's known anecdotally, is that Charles T. Pepper was a surgeon who had a daughter named Ruth, who Alderton wanted to impress, Charles Alderton wanted to impress, and so he named his drink Dr. Pepper as a way to honor her dad, as like kind of a way to win his favor.
Did it work?
We don't know.
We don't know if he got to marry Ruth.
So here's the wild thing about this: the Dr. Pepper Museum, and yes, Sydney, there is a Dr. Pepper Museum we have got to visit, I think, at our first possible opportunity. It's in Waco, Texas, where it was invented. The Dr. Pepper Museum has no fewer than 12 different versions of why it is called Dr. Pepper. Almost all of them have to do with Charles Pepper, so we're pretty sure
about
that.
And we know for sure this was a real human. Documented existed human.
What is possible is that Dr. Pepper was actually a ripoff of Charles Alderton's original formula, and someone else had worked for Dr. Pepper and called it Dr. Pepper. That is another possibility. But we do not know.
We'll never know the truth. We'll never know.
We might know. I mean, we might at some point.
Can I say, if you were ever trying to impress me by naming something after my dad, I would suggest instead name it after me. I would prefer you to name it after me.
Well, Ruth's drink, while punchy, I don't think has quite the same historical staying power as Dr.
That's the same history as, remember when Pepsi was Brad's drink?
Yeah, I was hoping you'd get that. So that is the real Dr. Pepper. We don't know why exactly it's named after him, except for we know he didn't make it. So that's Dr. Pepper. I got a few more.
Okay.
Dr. Pops. That's with a Z?
What's Dr. Pops? What is that?
What?
P-O-P-Z is the name? That's not a person.
Sorry. It's P-O Dr. Pops. That is sold at Giant Eagle. It tastes somewhat like Dr. Pepper.
Well, this is a soda.
Mm-hmm. So do you think Dr. Pops with a Z?
Dr. Pops is not real.
What about Dr. Slice?
I mean, we know a slice, but I don't think he made a soda.
Okay. What about, now this one's tough for Dr. Thunder.
No. Dr. Thunder is that's the Sam's Club one, right?
Yeah.
Can I tell you one of my favorite things is that Dr. Pepper, one of the knockoffs of Dr. Pepper is Dr. Thunder, and there is a knockoff of Dr. Thunder called Texas Lightning.
And that's great. That's great.
Well, I like it because it has nothing – Texas Lightning has nothing to do – except for, I guess, the original Dr. Pepper is from Waco, Texas. So yes. I guess there's some roundabout connection. But Texas Lightning is the derivative of the derivative. Mr. Pibb. I assume there's no Mr. Pibb. I know he's not a doctor. I know we are only talking about doctors. Maybe Mr. Pibb was a surgeon, perhaps.
Right. Then maybe we'd get him on here. But no, sorry. There's a SodaStream offering. Dr. Pete, is he a real doctor?
No.
What about Dr. Bob?
Is this a soda?
It tastes kind of like Dr. Pepper.
So these are all sodas?
Yeah.
No.
Fair. Correct.
They're all just ripoffs of Dr. Pepper, yes. Which was named for a man who did not invent it.
That is true. Probably. Also, there's a line of stores, Econo Foods and Buy Right Supermarket, that their knockoff was called Doctor.
Okay.
It's just called Doctor. Like, you might be able to find that.
Well, you couldn't call it The Doctor because now we've pulled in Doctor Who and
over in the getting a little more medical here. Okay. Over in the field of deodorant.
Than soda. Yeah,
a little more medical than soda. We're going to head over to the field of deodorant with Dr. Squatch. Is Dr. Squatch a real doctor?
Squatch?
Yeah.
S-Q-U-A-T-C-H?
Yes.
Squatch?
Yeah, Dr. Squatch.
Oh, man. My inclination is no, it does not sound like – I've certainly never heard the last name, mm-hmm. the surname, if you will, Squatch. But where would you come up with that if it wasn't – someone's name? Yes.
No. He is a Sasquatch. So I don't know. That's very progressive of you that you think a Sasquatch could be a doctor.
If you had said Dr. Sasquatch, I would have said no.
Well, honey, that's not his name. Okay. His name is Dr. Squatch. And he sells deodorant. Mm.
Is it good deodorant? Like, does it work well?
I don't know. I don't advertise for deodorants that don't pay me money. Doc Martens.
Oh. I'm going to guess they are named for a doctor.
Yes. Yeah. Ah! Just about, actually. Klaus Mertens was a doctor in the German army during World War II.
Oh. What?
Yeah, that's a Nazi.
You say German army during World War II. So you mean he was a Nazi?
He is a Nazi.
Oh, man.
And then, by the way, if you search online, as I did, to research this, you will find many people trying to make a semantic distinction between someone that served in the German army and someone who was a Nazi. And for my money, I'm sorry, that's a Nazi. You can argue about it if you want. You can try to get technical if you want. I know not everybody joined the German army for the same reasons, but I'm sorry, Frank.
Well, but if you're, I mean, if you're on a team and the guy to the left of you on the team is a Nazi and the guy to the right to you on the team is a Nazi, then
yeah, and the guy in front of you is Hitler. Then you're like, that's a Nazi.
That's kind of a Nazi. Man, so like Doc Martens have been named for a Nazi this whole time?
Well, yeah. They have been named for a Nazi this whole time. So he...
Is there a big... I need to know. Are there a lot of people who, like, fret about this on the internet? And, like... Or is there any movement to, like, maybe we should name him after somebody else? I'm just learning this. And I don't know if I currently own any Doc Martens. I have owned them in the... I have worn them. I've been known to wear them in the past.
Yeah. So... Well, I mean... Okay, so this is the interesting thing about it. Okay, so Doc Martens... was a doctor in the German army during World War II. He hurt his ankle in 45, and he found that the boots that he had were not comfortable on his foot. So he designed changes for the boots that would be more accommodating for his injury. He found tires and made the bottoms of them and made them out of soft leather. And then the war ended, and the Germans started looting valuables from their cities, and Mertens took leather from a cobbler's shop and made the first pair of Doc Martens, which would be a very interesting, perhaps even quaint story were he not a Nazi, but here we are.
This is rough.
It's rough, but you've done it to me enough times, Sydney. This is what it feels like to have history thrown in your face like a cold shower.
Man, that's rough. I didn't know this about Doc Martens.
So
I feel like in this day and age there would be some sort of outcry to rename them. It surprises me there isn't some sort of like, hey guys, we love your shoes. Could you name them after someone else and not memorialize a Nazi? I don't know. That's weird to me that it hasn't, that there isn't like a movement to do that.
So he got into business, didn't have a lot of luck, teamed up with a friend named Herbert Funk in Munich in 47. And they went into business making the shoes, and then a business in the UK, completely separate, bought the license to sell them in the UK. They're the ones that changed the his name is actually Mertens, and it's mm-hmm. an A with an umlaut above it, which they changed to Doc Martens just to
simplify. Yeah. But
here's what gets weird about it. So Doc Martens,
already weird.
Yeah. This gets more into like fashion and stuff, but like basically the boots become separate from any association with Mertens, become a symbol of like working class people, and they're simultaneously adopted by like a lot of skinheads, right? So there's like almost a clash for the symbology of the shoe. And the working class people, a lot of them wearing Doc Martens, it then becomes like a mod 60s like counterculture thing. Like Pete Townsend started wearing Doc Martens, and it became like a thing in that scene. So it's always had a weird like association with like some skinhead, some punk, some whatever. So this history has always been really complicated. As far as I could tell, and I don't know, but it's not money that you spend on Doc Martens is not going to, you know.
Right. No, I know what you're saying.
Still, it's the history.
Well, and it's even weirder because like when I, like I said, I don't think I own any currently, but I did at one point in my life have a pair of Doc Martens. And I bought them because I was a theater kid who wasn't straight, was kind of, that was the demo that I fit into. So like, that's a weird mix of, I don't know. This is not my campaign to change the name of Doc Martens. I'm not saying that. I guess I'm just surprised there isn't some sort of, you know, like, I feel like we're at that point where we're trying to recognize that we could still wear these shoes, but maybe we don't need to constantly remember somebody who was a bad dude. You know what I mean? Like, aren't we moving into that kind of era? I don't know.
It's tough.
I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know how to feel about any of this.
I'm so out of my depth with regards to this topic. I bring it to you just to tell you that Doc Martens was in the German army. In my book, that makes him a Nazi. That's me. That's where I'm at.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. This was shocking. And I mean, but, I don't know how to feel. And you're going to need to give me a minute to assess that.
Well, while you're taking that minute, let's head on over to the billing department.
Let's go.
The medicines that escalate macabre for the mouth.
Okay, Sid, I want to do a quick tree check with you. How are our fast-growing trees doing back there in the backyard?
Oh, Justin, they are thriving in our backyard.
They are thriving. That's right, because fast-growing trees helped us to pick the right kind of trees for our environment and gave me, on the phone, free consultation when I had a question about the best way to plant them. I literally called them on the phone, and I talked to a person, and they told me what to do. And you cannot beat that. Not in 2024, certainly.
No. Where do you get service like that?
You buy a tree from Fast Growing Trees or a bush. They got over 10,000 different kinds of plants. 2 million happy customers. You choose what you like. They're going to get it directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. They have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, but that free plant consultation, that lasts forever. This is a great company. We have really enjoyed the plants that we've gotten. I just got a bush. I think it's called a lemonade blueberry bush, something like that.
And we got two different kind of apple trees.
Oh, I can't wait for those to start producing those delicious apples that our children seem to consume at a pace that rivals a cider factory.
Like right Cooper now, will eat the core, not a joke.
Hey, she eats the core. Right now, I need every tree you all have. I need an orchard. I need fast-growing orchards. They have the best deals online up to half off on select plants. Listeners get an additional 15% off when you use the code SAWBONES at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code SAWBONES at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code SAWBONES. Offer is valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you. Well, it's Mother's Day almost, and you know how stressful it is to wait the last minute, Sid.
Oh, absolutely.
What if I told you you could just knock it out right now with Aura Frames?
Well, that would be such a relief.
And Father's Day and all the other days that you got to get gifts for a special person in your life. Could you do any better than an Aura Frame?
Or just because. Why wait for a special day?
That's
just
right.
Get somebody an Aura Frame because they'd love it.
I describe it as a high-tech gift. You don't need to be high-tech to use. What that means is you can set it up for this person, this grandparent, this close family friend, whoever it may be. And after you give it to them, you can use your Aura Frames app to send pictures wirelessly. I can do it in 10 seconds right now to our mother-in-law. My mother-in-law is Sydney's mom, Mary's frame. Cute picture of the kids, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're out and about, something fun happens, send a picture.
Maybe a cute picture of me. I'm her kid.
That's right. Yeah, she loves cute pictures of Sydney, which is all of them, by the way. This was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and by me, Justin, and her, Sydney. We love this thing. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SAWBONES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Most of the plants humans eat are technically grass.
Most of the asphalt we drive on is almost a liquid.
The formula of WD-40 is San Diego's greatest secret.
Zippers were invented by a Swedish immigrant love story.
On the podcast Secretly Incredibly Fascinating, we explore this type of amazing stuff.
Stuff about ordinary topics like cabbage and batteries and socks.
Topics you'd never expect to be the title of the podcast. Secretly Incredibly Fascinating.
Find us by searching for the word secretly in your podcast app.
And at MaximumFun.org.
I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
I'm Elliot Kalin.
And together we are The Flophouse, a long-running podcast on the Maximum Fun Network, where we watch a bad movie and then talk about it.
And because we're so long-running, maybe you haven't given us a chance. I get it, but you don't actually have to know anything about previous episodes to enjoy us, and I promise you that if you find our voices irritating, we grow endearing over time.
Perhaps you listened to one of our old episodes and decided that we were dumb and immature. Well, we've been doing this a while now. We have become smarter and more mature, and generally nicer to Dan.
But we are only human, so no promises.
Find The Flophouse on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre?
Dr. Dre.
Is a doctor.
Has an honorary doctorate.
Okay.
Was not a doctor when he began calling himself Dr. Dre.
But then somebody granted him an honorary doctorate?
Yes, exactly. That is exactly what happened. Sydney, this one's challenging to me personally.
More challenging than the Nazi that made Doc Martens?
No, not more challenging than that. Dr. Teal.
Now, Dr. Teal, what line of products?
They're the Epsom salts.
The Epsom salts. That's what it is. Okay, I'm trying.
Right?
I know. I'm sitting there thinking it's something in a bathroom. What is the Dr. Teal label on? Yes.
You know that you can envision the blue bottle. We've had like a blue
see the,
bottle, and they yes, make a lot of
I can see the bag of Epsom salts now that you say that. No.
Okay, Sid. I'm going to come clean here. I have no clue.
Well, that was disappointing.
It's not disappointing because here's what's weird. I looked everywhere. I mean everywhere. Nobody knows if Dr. Teal is a doctor or just somebody who is made up. I decided to tap into my journalistic experience, and I actually tracked down a press contact for PDC Brands, the company that owns Dr. Teal.
And you asked them?
And I emailed, and I was like, this is not a gotcha. I'm not out to get anybody. I don't really care what the answer is.
They didn't believe that at all.
Right. It does say misguided medicine in the name of the podcast, which worried me a little bit. So I just typed Sawbones. And mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, this is really easy. Just, is Dr. Teal like a real doctor? And I got a response back. And they said, this is a unique inquiry. So we're requesting some feedback internally before reaching back out.
They don't know.
So you don't know. So just say you don't know, Dr. Teal.
You know you're never going to get another email, right?
I mean, you say that now, but...
They're never sending... That was it. They're never sending another email.
I told them that I know it was a short lead time because, honestly, it's a podcast. It's what you want. I'm trying my best. It's not real journalism. But I told them that if
my wife was too busy in the hospital to research an episode, and I'm trying.
If they clarify for me, I will happily update. So I will reach. Remind me, listeners. I will continue to bring the Fourth Estate to bear
for Dr. Teal.
I
know,
Dr.
but
Teal
like if they did think it was a gotcha and they took like 2 seconds to Google us, they're never going to tell us. Like they're going to see that I'm sitting here holding a water bottle with our sticker on it that says cure alls, cure nothing.
Yeah, but it's just Epsom salt, which I bet. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to. I don't know. They make Epsom salt. I would just like to know if Dr. Teal's a doctor.
Yeah, we haven't ever done. I don't think we've ever done an episode on Epsom salts.
Be a good
but
opportunity.
I will. Yeah, no, we should.
I would love to get Dr. Teal on the show. If he is a he or a person that exists or a she or anybody. If Dr. Teal exists, I would love to have the entity Dr. Teal on our podcast.
I'm guessing there isn't a Dr. Teal, but I will say that I have observed there are some people who kind of use Epsom salts as a bit of a cure-all, I think.
Sure.
Now, I have not done all the research to know the whole history of it, but maybe I could do that and uncover it and see if I can find out anything to corroborate any sort of story about Dr. Teal.
Real quick, would love to talk to you about Dr. Stephanie.
I don't know who Dr. Stephanie is.
Dr. Stephanie makes a line of different nutritional if you would do me a quick search on there so you can help me to clarify the kind of products that Dr. Stephanie
makes. My immediate, without even looking this up yet, I'm Googling as we speak, but without even doing it, my immediate thought is that this is a real person. DrStephanies.com?
I mean, probably.
Is that daily supplements for, like Sugar Down?
Yeah, like what is
Sugar Down gummies. Blood sugar 24 hours. Is that what, am I on the right thing?
Yeah, that's Dr. Stephanie.
I mean, there's a lady standing here, Dr. Stephanie Redman, board certified doctor of pharmacy.
Okay, so you're cheating because I told you to just look at the products.
Sorry.
And then you looked on our website, so that was a cheat.
Okay, that was a cheat.
History will remember.
Now, did you hear me, though, as I was looking, say my suspicion is that it really is a person?
Yes, that's correct. I just wanted to ask you real quick, is that a, like, what's a doctor of pharmacy? That's kind of why this is in here.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, you're going to make so many pharmacists mad. Of course, you can have a doctorate in pharmacy.
No, I didn't say you can't. I'm just asking what a doctorate in pharmacy is.
It's just achieving a doctoral level degree in
would
the field
of
pharmacy.
Would that person in day-to-day still work as a pharmacist, or would they be like a researcher or what?
It depends. I mean, you could go into clinical pharmacy. You could work in a pharmacy. You could, there is a doctor of pharmacy who works on my hospital team, mm-hmm. and she like works with us in the hospital to monitor drugs that patients are getting within the hospital and, you know, dose antibiotics and TPN and all kinds of things like that. So like all the different, I mean, certainly you could be a researcher too, work for a pharmaceutical company perhaps, or, I mean, there's lots of different kind of pathways that you could go. But yes, you can definitely achieve a doctoral level degree in pharmacy, which would make you, you know, capable of creating a medicine, I suppose.
Yeah.
But that is in no way an endorsement of whatever.
I just feel like of the doctors.
Whatever Dr. Stephanie Redmond, board certified doctor of pharmacy, is selling here. I don't know what these are.
Okay. Well, I was just wanting, that was just a way for me to ask about being a doctor of pharmacy because I had never heard of it before. So I wanted
yes,
to be smart.
Yes, it is a real thing. Of course. Yes.
Dr. Brown.
Wait, I'm still looking at.
Okay.
This one is called Men's Romance Maximum Support.
Yeah.
Do you want to buy Dr. Stephanie's Men's Romance?
So when you see a big box show up.
What about, there's a Nerve. Oh.
It's cheaper in bulk.
Men's hair gummies. You don't need that. You've got so much hair. You've got hair to spare.
That wasn't necessarily a compliment.
On your head.
I know.
I meant on your head.
Still. You know,
so like, I just mean you've got a lot of hair.
A lot of hair.
I love your hair. Nice.
Oh, there we go. Now we're in compliment land.
Yeah, I love your hair. Yeah, I wish I had.
Bulk of hair is not necessarily a compliment.
Well, you've got thick, full, curly, lustrous hair.
Dr.
I wish
Brown.
I had your hair.
Doc Brown.
No, that's a character. Oh, are we asking if the character?
I'm asking if Doc Brown is a doctor.
The character Doc Brown.
Uh-huh.
Within the world of the movie.
Of what movie?
Of Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, but what about Dr. Brown? Dr. Brown makes baby bottles. Dr. Brown makes the baby bottles everybody loves. Everybody loves the baby bottles made by Dr. Brown.
We didn't get those.
No, I think Dr. Brown's thing maybe was after our time. But have you heard of Dr. Brown? A lot of people use the Dr. Brown baby bottles.
I'm going to say yes. This is a pediatrician. That's a guess. I have no idea.
Correct. Dr. Craig Brown is a real person. In fact, you can go see Doc Brown if you live around – how quaint is it? Shelbyville? The monorail and Dr. Craig Brown are both more kind of Shelbyville ideas. Doc Brown, this he came by honest. This is a quote from an interview with him when he started practicing at SBL Sullivan and Shelbyville Clinics. Our second child literally screamed 20 hours a day. It wasn't typical colic. It was a full-blown bloody scream. That was in 88 when Doc Brown was fresh out of residency and working as a family practice physician. He's a family doctor, just like you. He and his wife, Christy, tried everything to soothe their son, including multiple visits to eliminate medical issues. What he noticed was that, this is the quote, "That's when the mad scientist in me came out. What I noticed when I was feeding him led me to start drilling holes in his brother's own baby bottles." So there was air getting into the milk, and Dr. Brown decided to just start drilling holes in baby bottles until he figured it out. And he managed to find a bottle that actually like managed to treat the problem and help with the problem. And
help with gassiness.
Yeah. So he's still out there designing bottles, making products. He runs the company while he is a doctor, and they have a growing business.
Yeah.
And he's still a practicing family physician. He's been in the medical field for over 37 years.
Well, that is very different than when you said that. I immediately Googled Dr. Craig Brown.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you said his name is, right?
Yeah.
And I got drcraigbrown.com, which is expansive medicine. Expansive holistic health. And there's like a picture of him on the front page here, like doing a really high kick.
Cool.
Like, look at him.
Whoa.
Look at that guy.
Yo, the Dr. Craig Brown website is good. That's a good website. I plan on perusing that later.
He's
at my
got
leisure.
This is a $6 million man plan that he can walk you through.
So that's Dr. Brown. I have, real quick, one more to get to.
Okay.
And this is about Doc Brown, Dr. Brown.
From Back to the Future. Nope. Another one.
This is a soda. Soda Dr. Brown. You've probably seen it in delis. It's very common in New York delis.
I've never seen the soda Dr. Brown.
You've never seen the soda Dr. Brown?
No.
Well, have you seen the person Dr. Brown?
No. No, there isn't one.
That's right. There's not
one. Ah, I got it.
It seems to be just legend at this point. It's unclear whether or not there's a Dr. Brown at all. His first product was selling Celray. It was a celery soda.
I think we've talked about that.
Yeah, he started selling it in the early 1900s, and I think we listened to the Proof episode about celery. Did we listen to that too? There's a big celery trend. We did a thing.
We talked about it on the episode.
Anyway,
yeah,
celery soda was the big Dr. Brown thing. It is still sold as Celray under the name Dr. Brown. It is not.
So Celray is Dr. Brown?
Celray is made by Dr. Brown. Yep.
Oh, so is Dr. Brown the company?
Yes.
Okay. Do they make a different soda that's just called Dr. Brown?
Dr. Brown is the brand. So they make several different sodas. I think there's some different like seltzer type things. Like
gotcha. That. Okay. I've heard of Celray. I didn't know that the maker was Dr. Brown. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And there may have been a Dr. Brown. There may not have been a Dr. Brown, but it doesn't seem very clear, which probably not. Okay. This is the last one. And I was just tickled to death about this. Dr. Bronner. You know Dr. Bronner? The soap.
Yeah, the soap. Okay. Yeah.
Dr. Bronner.
Yes. Is a doctor. Is an actual doctor who made soap.
Yep. He's a doctor. He's an actual doctor who makes soap.
Really?
Yeah.
What doctor of what?
Sorry. I should have been more clear. He's an actual person who makes soap. Not a doctor. No, you was incorrect.
Oh.
Emanuel Theodore Bronner. His original name was Emanuel Heilbronner, but he dropped that in 29. Because of the associations of Heil with Nazism.
Yeah, got it. Okay. So really two ends of the spectrum here with the creators on this
That's why he's episode. At the end. That's why he's at the end. His parents, he begged them to immigrate to the U.S. because he saw the Holocaust coming.
Mm-hmm.
But they both died in the Holocaust.
Oh.
Yeah. So he continued their sort of legacy making soap. But his soap, he always did it his sort of own way, in the soap biz, specifically on, he did everything, he made pure Castile soap, which I don't know enough about soap, but that's sort of their main product. But if you could, Sid, look up a Dr. Bronner, just type in Dr. Bronner label.
Bronner.
Yep. And see if you can find some text. And I'll tell you some too. Because Dr. Bronner's labels have been basically extremely similar.
Oh my goodness.
For many, many decades.
There's so much text on
there. For decades, Dr. Bronner's has used the entirety of his labels to espouse his moral philosophy and his moral teachings.
Dr. Bronner's fifth cosmic principle.
Yep.
Treat Earth like home. Cosmic principle 6.
Now wait. Now I should mention that cosmic principle. They use a ton of solar energy. Almost everything they use is recyclable. They're moving towards the goal at Dr. Bronner of becoming 100% carbon neutral. Here are the moral ABCs. That's the name of Dr. Bronner's philosophy. The moral ABC of astronomy's eternal all one God faith unites the human race. When we teach, these are just directly from this label of soap. Imagine you pick up a label of soap and this is what you read. When we teach the, I should say thanks to us slow with two W's.co for reprinting some of this text. When we teach the moral ABC, all mankind is united, brave, strong, just, free. For the future will be better when we are better. Times will change when we change. Conditions will improve when we improve. And if you and I cooperate by full truth to accomplish them, still on your soap label, you read, we're all sisters and brothers. You and I here and now today, not them nor they. You and I today. First, if I'm not for me, who am I? Nobody. Second, yet, if I'm only for me, what am I? Nothing. Third, if not now, when? Unite we must. Have courage and smile, my friend. Think and act 10 years ahead. Teach the moral ABC that unites all mankind free, instantly 6 billion strong, and we're all one. Balance food for body, mind, soul, spirit is our medicine. Mm. Self-discipline is the key to freedom. Breathe deeply. Repetition is the key to knowledge.
That's a wild soap label.
It is not like any soap label I've ever seen. There's one that reads, to keep my health, this is life's goal. It says, to keep my health, to do my work, to love, to live, to see it, I gain and grow and give, never to look behind me for an hour, never to wait in weakness nor walk in power, always working, searching for more truth, more light, always speaking, fighting for what I found good and right. That is, Dr. Bronner has, his company continues to have the label to teach like that we're all one and that we should all take care of each other. And they have put those practices into use throughout their business. And it's just the one thing about it is that he's not a doctor. He's not a doctor, but
if anything, he doesn't have a doctor.
But he seems to have gotten something more true and healing than a lot of these doctors have.
You think so?
The moral ABCs, I feel like.
So you think you could just tack that honorific on there?
I feel like I think the point of this episode, if you really deserve it, you should be allowed to be a doctor. That is what I'm saying.
And really deserve it is Justin decides.
It's an affectionate.
You decide who really deserves it. That's dictated by Justin.
I didn't know there was a doctorate where sort of an affectionate doctorate where if you're just such a chill dude, no one gets upset about it. I did not realize that. But it seems like a good egg.
Seems like a good guy. I don't know.
He's no longer with us, but he seems like a good
guy. Yeah, he seems like he was a good guy. And I mean, is it good soap? I don't know. I've never used it.
I don't know, but their website is great.
Hey,
If you want to head over to their website, it is absolutely
Does it
nonstop.
Get you clean?
Does it get you clean?
Because that's good soap. That's in my book. Does it get you clean?
That's a really low bar, okay? Soap people have done a lot of messed up stuff, okay?
Honestly, I also, it also can't have any scents of any kind
right.
for me because mm-hmm. then my allergies are just going to be a mess all day. My skin's going to itch. And
if it said proudly tested mm-hmm. on animals in the most cruel way possible.
Well, no, obviously, no. I wouldn't want soap like that.
Okay.
I just mean
thank you.
I just mean it doesn't have to be fancy. As long as it's unscented and no, of course not tested
Sydney,
cruelly on animals and gets you clean.
The final, our final doctor.
Okay.
Is Dr. Scholes. And here's the thing, Sid. I'm going to be honest with you because I told you that I was going to say this at the end of the episode. The truth is, I don't know if Dr. Scholes is a doctor. And you don't know if Dr. Scholes is a doctor. And as far as I could find in any document, no one alive knows if Dr. Scholes was a doctor. And I was hoping that you would look into that for the next episode of Assault.
All right. Next episode, I'll see if I can crack the case.
Okay. And I will let you all know if I hear anything about Dr. Teal.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do, though? I'm going to leverage the power of our listeners right now and say that if anybody out there listening already knows the answer to this question, you don't need to look it up. You don't need to go research it. I'm going to do that part. But if you just happen to know this off the top of your head.
And nobody does. Trust me.
You can email us.
Sorry, Sydney.
And tell me, because I'm the one who reads the emails that comes to me.
All right.
I'm the email checker. And I will credit you. I mean, if you give me permission to. If you already know. Please don't do any research.
Nobody knows.
Please don't do any research.
Sydney does not believe me. She does not have a lot of faith in
me as a researcher. Justin, what's our email?
Sawbones@MaximumFun.org.
Thank you.
That's us. Thanks to taxpayers for the use of their song Medicines as the intro and outro of our program. And thanks to you, my friend, for listening. We so much appreciate you being there. Sorry about the long absence since our last episode, but... our aim is to be more consistent. That's our 2024 goal. We will see how it goes. If it's any consolation to you, our beloved listeners, we are not like marathoning no. Squid Game the challenge and
no,
I don't know, we
will be more diligent. There were a lot of personal and work and things and I've not all fun, but
and part of it's just the holiday there.
Yeah, but we are and I was sad to not be doing this regularly because I love making this show and sharing it with all of you. So
That is going to do it for us. Until next time, my name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
As always, don't drill a hole in your head.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported directly by you.